Good morning, my friends, and welcome. You are listening to Saturday morning's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited you're here. Saturday, February 17th, 2007, about 1 minute past midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Our shortwave frequency, 3.215, internet feed, republicbroadcasting.org, or franklyspeakingradio.com, and, of course, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Mike in New York. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello, Frank.
Yes. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Yeah. I was wondering if you could explain to me the different sects of the Jewish religion. As far as, from what I understand now, there's conservative, radical, I never understood that before. Mm-hmm. I thought the Jewish religion was a religion of one, but now mm-hmm. I understand there's different sects mm-hmm. of that religion that are, some are more radical than other, that mm-hmm. follow the Talmud, which, from what I understand, is very radical and... You know what I'm saying?
I do. I understand exactly what you're asking. You're asking me to identify and explain the differences between them all? I can't do it.
I don't think the average person, understands that.
Really? I don't know. I guess I kind of always thought it was understood. Just like, you know, there's different kinds of Baptists and different kinds of Catholics. I guess I always kind of assumed. I don't know how many there are in Judaism, and I don't know the difference between all of them and the different practices they have. But, you know, for the most part, I just kind of figured that most people would get that. But I guess you're probably right. People maybe don't realize that there are so many different kinds out there.
Well, let me also follow that up with and their political agendas, too.
Yeah, well, that obviously has to be considered, too.
I mean, you have, what is it, B'nai B'rith,
mm-hmm.
the AIPAC, what is that, the Anti-Defamation League, and
mm-hmm.
all these. I mean, they're very political and religious, closely knit, and I think we need, you know what I'm saying?
I do. You're saying that, you know, just because someone is Jewish doesn't mean you should lump them all together.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely, and I've said that many times.
Separate agendas are
sure,
not only religiously but politically too.
Oh yeah, yeah, I agree with you, and I think you're right on point. And I do think that, and this is something that I've stressed many, many times. You know, the government of Israel is not Jewish. Okay, I mean they couldn't be further from it for the most part. In fact, Ariel Sharon was not a practicing religious man in any capacity, from what I understood. You know,
is that where you classify him as Zionist, and then that's like a whole other category of an actual, like, governmental religion, I guess?
As far as my personal assessment of it?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Are you asking me, or are you asking, like, what they think?
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, because, well, I don't
know. You know, I hear the term Zionist.
Not too often on this show, I'd wager.
What's that?
I said not too often on this show, I'd wager.
but, you know, it's good to
so what does
try
that mean?
And discern the differences
I
between
agree.
This.
I agree.
And, you know what I mean? Because it's better than, you know, spaceships and aliens and noises and stuff.
So, wait a minute here. I'm not sure. Actually, you keep saying, do you know what I'm saying? I thought I did, but now I don't know. What are you saying, that we need to spend more time pointing out fingers at various Jewish sects that that are problem makers?
I'm trying to understand and discern the different sects of Judeo-religion.
Well, I would say that the best thing to do is, you know, figure it out, brother. I mean, do some research. Calling a talk show host, whatever I tell you, you're either going to A, you're going to swallow it wholeheartedly, or B, you're going to disagree wholeheartedly. So, you know, find your own assessment of the answer to that question. Hold on, folks. We're right back in three.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. Saturday morning, you're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Let's get back to our caller here before we move on to our guest. Mike in New York, welcome back, sir.
Yes, sir. I just want to understand the different sects of that religion. I know I should read it, but I have, and it's very confusing. And,
oh, yeah. I understand.
I hear so much about this lobbyist group, that lobbyist group, and... And, you know, it's very confusing. And
well, you can make it simple. And here's the way I do it. I look at who is trying to do what. A lobbying group is trying to do what? They're trying to convince our politicians to do something that serves their interests, which means that, for the most part, I have no interest in any lobbying groups whatsoever. Then you could say that there are groups of lobbyists like AIPAC who are trying to lobby for the country of Israel, to get things from the country of the United States of America. Again, there are probably lobbying groups for all these other countries as well. I think that, you know, hey, do your own thing. You know, hey, I'm not a big fan. If I were a politician, my foreign policy would be more or less isolationism. Because I'm just not interested. It's not that I hate other countries or anything like that. It's not a xenophobic type of thing. It's just more a situation of, you know, who's helping us? Nobody. So why do we got to help it? As far as the lobbying groups go, country aside, I don't want anything to do with that. So you're talking about politicians who I don't have any respect for the as a general rule, although individuals, they have impressed me on occasion. Lobbying groups, I don't have anything for it. And then you look at the other things. I mean, there are some, there are always going to be radicals. They're radical, you know, Jews, radical Christians, radical Muslims. I don't know. I couldn't give you an answer of how many different Jewish sects there are, because honestly, you could get like 10 people together, like, let's start our own organization. It's like trying to define all the different groups that are terrorists. You know, you could go to the State Department and get a list, I suppose, but there's always going to be some group that no one's ever heard of perpetrating something, for some agenda. Who knows? So I don't know the answer to your question. But I never, I guess I do make some generalizations, but I don't make generalizations about religion, because I know that I wouldn't fit the generalization about Christian. I don't go to church. I don't think I need to go to church. I don't.
But you live a good life. You
exactly.
An honest life.
Sure.
And you know in your own heart that you do the best that you do.
Right on.
You live a good life.
Sure.
That's my philosophy too. But,
yeah, and as far as there's a lot of people out there who are like everything is the Jews' fault, and I don't buy that.
I don't ascribe to that either.
Yeah, I know.
But it's like even if you have a question towards that way, you know, you become an anti-Semite.
Oh, I know. I know.
And you know, honestly, I sit back and I look this whack job in Iran, right? And he's like, give me proof that, you know, 6 million Jews died during World War II. And it's just like, it's unbelievable to me.
Well, and I understand that. I absolutely do. I think here's the thing, though. He should be allowed to ask the question. You know what I mean? Because there are some people who say that no Holocaust at all took place. There are some people who say it did take place and 10 million people died, 6 million of them were Jews. And then there are some people who say the Holocaust did take place, but it wasn't that many. It wasn't 10 million people who died. I don't know what's true. I do know, because I have people in my family who are in the military who were involved in liberating some of those camps, that those camps did exist. I've seen the photos. I've seen the horrors. So
right.
I know.
And they were there and they seen
absolutely.
It.
But absolutely.
The problem right now is that as that our generations go on and on, and that generation is basically, you know, dying out because it was so long ago, but the propaganda can actually cloud it to actually put a question mark in the air saying, well, did this ever happen? You know what I mean? In this day and age with, you know, this current generation and...
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because
yeah, absolutely.
Because they're so dumbed down and you know what I mean? They're just not... They have no idea what's going on in the world. I mean, no idea what's going on in the world.
No, I agree with you, and I think anything's possible. But again, I think once you start... See, here's the real issue. I could walk around all day long telling people the sky is actually purple, and guess what would happen? Nothing. Okay? I'm not going to get arrested for that. But if you question the Holocaust, not deny it, but question the extent to which it happened, you get thrown in jail. Well, that's not illegal based on someone doubting the veracity of a historical event. That is legislating morality. You see the difference? They're not.
From what I understand, that is, if you deny it, then, you know, where is it, in the Netherlands or wherever it is?
It's a lot of places. It's a lot of places.
Well, they're trying to run that down here. But
Austria,
total,
Germany.
That's total denial that, like, it never happened. But with Iran, which is very crazy to begin with, because... they are Persians. They've been around for a long time. Who was it? Cyrus the Great freed the Jews from Babylon, from Nebuchadnezzar, and that was unprecedented at the time. There was never any ill will between the Persians and the Jews up to this point, day and time, where the Persians, which is Iran, and the... outright vile, you know what I mean? I mean, they're just, it's...
You're talking about Ahmadinejad.
...saying that, you know, they should be wiped off the face of the map, the, you know, all going to ever happen or nothing.
And I'm not disagreeing with you per se, but it's my contention, again, just my opinion based on the stories that I've read and the conclusions
I've
Jewish.
Come
to.
I'm a Roman Catholic, so.
Well, I feel sorry that you're Catholic, but anyway, I say that only as an ex-Catholic myself.
Well, if we can go back to, before they had the Council of Rome.
There you go. It's a big old mess in the Catholic Church, but it's a big old mess in all the churches, I think. But anyway, what I'm getting at is that some have told me that the interpretation of Ahmadinejad saying, that's the president of Iran, of course, saying that Israel should be wiped off the map, he's not talking about annihilated. He's talking about it should not exist as a country.
The interpretation was not actually off the face of the map, per se. But
he meant map, literally map, as in, like, they shouldn't have a country here, is what he was saying. He's not saying, let's go and get a big giant nuclear ice cream scoop and just, scoop them out of the Middle East and destroy them.
I understand what you're saying, but he also ascribes to this 12th imam, the...
Oh, I know.
The, what's his name?
The Mahdi.
Ahmadi, right. And I read into that a little bit, which is very crazy because he actually mentions in that whole, what is that supposed to be, like a prophecy and everything? That
it is.
Jesus Christ is a prophet to Muhammad.
Well,
I just didn't quite get all that, but
he's got
roads paved and he's ready to go. So,
well, here's the thing. I mean, I don't think that Ahmadinejad is any more radical or crazy than our president. They're both, in essence, apocalyptic type of believers, and they both have implemented, some sort of integration between religion and government. So I don't really see how there's any difference. Now, Ahmadinejad, I think he's a player. I think he's a New World Order guy. I think he's been put there intentionally to do exactly what he's doing, to ramp this whole thing up, to cause it all to go down. And I think that him being portrayed as somebody who buys into the apocalypse of mankind in this time, he's perfect because most people just assume he's a loon. I don't think he's a loon. I think he's just following orders. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because they're both on like a collision course.
Sure.
At this point in
Absolutely.
Time. Absolutely. And I guess my overall concern is where will this end? Because if we even initiate any type of offensive maneuvers towards Iran, they already said, and plus they are very heavily armed with state-of-the-art Soviet equipment that is going to, knock our ships out of the Persian Gulf, and they already said they're going to double-blast every ship going through the Strait of Hormuz, and, cut the oil off. And, I mean, it's going to be a snowball effect that would be...
Yeah, it would definitely...
As soon as the first shot is fired, it's just going to snowball into some very, very... I'm not going to say apocalyptic, but it could get there.
I think that's exactly what they're trying to do. I think that's what they want to do. I think that's the point of it. I think... Look, and let me say for the record... do I think for any amount that Iran can beat the United States if it came to a legitimate war? Absolutely not. Not in a million years. Not in a million years with China and Russia helping them out. I seriously don't think they could do it. I definitely think they couldn't do it.
They could damage us heavily.
Oh, well, they could, but here's the problem I have with a war with Iran. They have scattered their nuclear facilities throughout the civilian population, specifically because in 1981, Israel attacked the nuclear reactor at Osirak in Iraq and blew it up. So Iran said, and other countries have done this too. Now when we build nuclear facilities, we'll build them in our cities. So that way if somebody goes and they take out our nuclear plants, they're also going to kill a bunch of civilians. I don't want to see those civilians get killed for this ridiculous war. I think it's a terrible tragedy.
No,
and here in America,
that the majority of the population of Iran is secular and moderate at that.
Up until Ahmadinejad, most of them have
is
been.
He is just a extremist Muslim that's backed by the imams that probably only has, 15% of the population of the country at this point in time?
Sounds even more like Bush, doesn't he? Hey, Mike, our guest has been waiting patiently, so I'm going to have to get off here with you and get
Frank,
to our guest.
I appreciate that.
Thank you for the call, my friend. And you guys, look, you can always call and bring up anything, but ultimately, you have to come to your own conclusions and do your own research. That's the only way you'll buy it anyway.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill. A good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Already an action-packed program. It's Saturday morning, and we call it Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. I want to bring up our guest, and I'm sure he'll be great with phone calls as well. But we need to get into the material a little bit first, too, and whatnot. But again, for the record here, my friends, if you're just joining us here on the show, maybe you've never listened to it, or maybe you haven't listened to it a lot, let me just say this. I believe that you should have your own opinions, your own thoughts, your own insights always about everything, because you are the person you are because of the experiences you went through, the people you knew, and I think that everybody should do an examination at every point in their lives, and on a regular basis if you can. Spend some alone time, think deep thoughts, or just make a list. Why do I believe the things I believe? Who did I encounter, and what influence did they have on me? Maybe you love Neapolitan ice cream, because you had a girlfriend who loved Neapolitan ice cream, and it was in the house all the damn time, and pretty soon when you wanted ice cream, it was there. You started eating up Neapolitan ice cream, you started to like it, and now it's your favorite. But is it really your favorite, or are you just used to it? Have you conditioned yourself to love Neapolitan ice cream because you were at a lack of options? That's really what it boils down to. Are you a Republican because your parents are Republican? Are you a racist because your parents are racist? You know, it's just like that. We have to examine what has shaped who we are. So ultimately, it doesn't matter what I think. I'll always tell you what I think. But at the same time, you need to find your own place, your own thoughts, your own opinions, your own conclusions on everything. Because at some point in your life, whatever beliefs you have, they will be challenged. And that's when you'll know. Are the foundations upon which I stand strong, or are they balsa wood? Are they cracked? Are they flawed? You know, everybody loves to put people on pedestals. I refuse to climb on any pedestals. All I do is a talk show. It's nothing special. Anybody can do radio. Not everyone can do it as well as somebody else, but everyone can do it. There's nothing special about it, okay? And I've said this many times, and a lot of talk shows get really mad when I say this stuff, because I'm shattering the illusion. I say there should be no illusion. And I say that you should know where you are because of how you got there. And if your foundations are firm, you can bring it to any challenge that gets thrown at you. Any bit of evidence or information or knowledge that gets thrown at you, you can take it and you can listen to it and you can ask questions about it, whatever. You can believe it or disbelieve it. But the point is you're not afraid of it. Because too often in this world, every single thing that we encounter that's unknown to us, automatic denial. Just up, close my eyes and plug my ears and sing a little tune until it goes away. It's a sad fact of reality, my friends. That's what this whole thing is about. We doing our individual walk through this life, for better or for worse, good decisions and bad decisions, because they're both going to come along. Everything is a learning experience, and everything will shape who you are and who you become and how you will influence the people around you. So in my role, I have people on the show all the time. And like I said, I've never had anyone on the show that I agree with 100%. No one in 14 years of broadcasting, never have I put someone on I agree 100% with. There are family members who feel differently about things than I do. I don't agree with anyone 100%. So how can I just tailor the show to suit only my thoughts? See, that's the beauty of the simplicity of our world around us. See, if you take all the Republicans and you throw them all together in a room, they don't all believe the same thing, but they tell you they do because they want to be a part of something. So they compromise their own beliefs to be a part of an organization that will further their agenda. Okay? Because if you're running from the stool sample party, political party, you probably won't get too far. But if you say Republican, well, then there's already Republican fundraisers out there. There's Republican advocate groups out there. There's all sorts of options that open up to you if you're willing to do what? Compromise. I'm not willing to compromise. I'm not willing to compromise to be back in the top markets of radio anymore. I'm not willing to compromise to please you guys. I'm not here to win a popularity contest. And if everyone felt that way, not just talk show hosts, but you guys as well, this world would be an amazing place. We all sought the truth as we know it and allow for disagreements. It would be an amazing place. I would like to see that place. I don't think I ever will, because I think that for the most part, people need companionship. They need to be around like-minded individuals, which is why someone who's more conservative than liberal will listen to Fox News rather than CNN. They'll say, well, this is where I prefer to get my news, because it's a little less shocking to their paradigm. A lot of people don't like having their belief structures challenged on a regular basis, because it's disconcerting, it's upsetting to them. The idea that there are things out there they don't know or understand, or that they maybe have been lied to, that's very disconcerting to a lot of people. It's not to me. I enjoy it. I say, bring me something new. Share something new with me. Make me a better person. Make me a smarter person. I want that. So, like I said, Ultimately, you have to do your own thing, folks. There's nothing wrong with that. We can agree to disagree. This is a giant forum where your thoughts and your opinions are welcome as long as they're yours and not someone else's. That's why we have to be our own person. Anyway, stay with us. We'll bring our guest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
And I dream you're standing here.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, Frankly Speaking Radio, we call it. This hour being brought to you by BioSolutions, featuring one of the most advanced Rife machines available to the public. BioSolution has the solution for your good health. You can call them toll-free at 886-885-6625 with questions about your situation, or visit them on the web at www.natural-solution.com. I'd like to welcome to your attention our good friend. He's talked to him many times. Actually, we were both on a program as guests the first time I had the pleasure to speak with him, and he was just amazing. His information is pretty powerful stuff. He's an analyst. His name is Greg Colson. Greg, welcome to the program, sir.
I'm glad to be here.
Hey, man, I appreciate your time, and I apologize for you waiting, but we've covered and delved into some deep stuff tonight already. So, comments, thoughts, anything?
Well, let's see. We could cover this little bit thing about the Israel situation with the thing and people talking about them being Zionist and all. When people look at the government officials that are working in that system, most of them are professed atheists and communists. So, you know, where does that leave the Jewish religion thing to them? Means nothing.
That's
running
true.
Their government pretty much like we're running our government.
Yes, and I think that when you look at the interconnectedness of some of the world leaders and some of the different secret societies that they belong to and whatnot, I think you give up. You could say, oh, I'm a Methodist, or oh, I'm a Presbyterian. It's like, you're a Satanist. Yeah, you call it what you want, but on paper, you are whatever organized religion you say you're a part of. But look at by your fruit.
Yeah.
Okay, we know who you are, so it doesn't matter. Labels to me are almost pointless.
Yeah, well, it's how they present themselves to the public versus what they do when you ain't looking at it.
That's very true.
And that's the key to most of the things. Even this it's hard to pronounce his name, Ahmadinejad fellow.
Yes.
He's a con job from start to finish.
You think he's a New World Order guy? Because that's
100%.
My assessment. Yeah, I think so too.
There's nothing more idiotic. If you take this for an example, just look at this metaphorically. You take two guys in a bar. They're at odds with each other. One of them shoots off his mouth and said, you keep bombing me, I'm going to kill you. Okay, all anybody has to do is sneak up from behind that other guy that he wants to kill and kill him off. Who gets the blame for it?
That's
true. The guy that shot his mouth off.
That's true.
Why in the world would anybody in any part of the world, like it was, I just seen the news piece today that talked about that over there, Iranians are talking about sending 10,000 insurgents over into Afghanistan to create as much havoc as they can in the springtime.
Oh,
if they're really going to accomplish anything, for real, they'd never bother. You'd never know it. They never see it coming. They do it covertly without anybody hearing about it, and they'd never say a word. But why would anybody in the world tell off on themselves in advance to give you prior warning and let you have plenty of ability to be ready for them when you get there?
That's a good point.
Does that sound idiotic to me? It does.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, that I think is very interesting, in 2004, George Bush, running against John Kerry, of course. Anyway, Osama bin Laden pops up on the Friday before the election, and he says, hey, anybody out there whose state doesn't vote for Bush, I will have a truce with you, and I will only attack the states that go for Bush. So, of course, every red-blooded American is going to go out there and vote for Bush if they were on the fence, because they don't like Osama bin Laden telling them what they should or should not do.
Yeah.
So, first, there's a couple of interesting points about that. First of all, Osama bin Laden, a terrorist enemy of the United States of America, has a better comprehension of the United States of America being a collective of independent states than most Americans do. Secondly, of course, he influenced the election. Now, George W. Bush influenced the Iranian election. He came out before theirs and said, basically, if you vote for this Ahmadinejad character, you're in for a world of trouble. Come on! look, he's in there for a reason. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do.
The majority of the people I heard from on the ground inside Iran, they had the choice between having this militant, dude that would do the same thing that, behind the scenes, he's probably pulling off some of the same stuff that even, Saddam Hussein did while he was in Iraq, without anybody knowing and hearing about it yet. After, time goes, you may find all these people he's done killed and off, that oppose him the same way. He's probably got 30 bodyguards and probably, a half a dozen people that look just like him, too, the masked face and whatnot. But these people have this choice between two individuals, where they have a peace-loving kind of guy that wants to make peace with Israel, that wanted to do, you know, make things right and not cause any trouble for their country, or you can choose this other guy that wants to shoot off his mouth and, you know, go after as much trouble as he can possibly create, and guess who got voted in? And it wasn't because they wanted it. They have phony elections over there just like what we have here.
Very true. Very, very true, brother.
It's the same game. It's the same game played on either side. And this idea about, you know, when you look at the Arab situation, I was telling this to Zeph the other day. When you look at the Arab situation, when I worked for this Texas Department of Criminal Justice, when you look at the thing about gangs, you got gangs, Mexican gangs, you got, you know, they're all gangs. They're different sides. They have the same agenda. They're trying to, you know, vie for control. Either way they can get it, they'll knock, you know, one another off. They make treaties with each other. They make, you know, alliances with each other. For different reasons, against, you know, if they want to go against the system, want to go against the police or something, they make alliances. Otherwise, they're constantly at each other's throat. They're against each other's. They're gangs. You look at the Shiite versus Sunni stuff, it's the same thing. It's a gang fight over there in the same regard, in the same, it just plays out the same way. They can call themselves Muslims, just like, the, you know, the Mexican gangs can all be Hispanic. It's a different name on the same face. It's the same deal, the same, you know, con job. It's just those dudes are fooled into believing stuff. They've grew up that way. A guy might have grew up a certain gang member. His dad was a gang member. He grew up in this gang, and he's going to be a gang member, and he's going to keep going after, you know, the other side. And he don't understand. He's just killing himself because they're all the same people. They should be doing something different, but they're just. I don't know. They're fools, I guess, for being fooled into doing stuff. Only, you know, if you're foolish enough to do this, and you follow after a fool, you deserve the fool's results and the fool's reward, and you're going to get it. And in the end, you're going to end up in the same ditch, the same hole. But in their idea, from their perspective, from the kamikaze mentality that they have, they believe they have a hereafter with, you know, for killing somebody. But you find these people that are Palestinians, that are still Muslims, they're not, you know, they're too chicken to go do it themselves. They'll take a little child and go put a backpack bomb on him and send him across, you know, unknowns to the child and blow himself up. You know, they can't handle it up and do it themselves. I haven't seen one single report where a single Israeli, anywhere in the world, if Arabs wanted to do something, they would dig out every piece of news piece they can come up with and show where an Israeli did the same thing against their people. But I haven't seen one single report against Israel, anybody in Jerusalem, anybody from that line of thinking, take a kid and put a bomb, backpack bomb on them and go send them over in the Palestinian territories and blow themselves up. I can't find anybody that can come up with that. And that's the problem that I just keep, it's bothered with, is that why people get conned into believing this stuff. I've seen the two mothers. They were a news agency thing that talked about the two mothers that one, you know, had lost a child in a bombing, that this one mother's kid had been responsible for blowing it up. She felt good about some of the Israelis that got killed because, you know, they're trying to kill Israelis. They're grown up, like you said, they grow up with this idea and this mentality to go do this stuff. And this one mother on the Jewish side, she forgave the other side. She forgave the other woman for what, you know, for what they believe, for the intense, loathing, seething hatred that they have for the Jews on their side, you know. And this other woman, they asked the woman, would you, you know, be willing to forgive her for, you know, what they've done, and she said, I have to think about it. There's a dipole feeling you get from that. The two different feelings of one lady was willing to forgive the other side for what they were doing against them, but the other lady was, she had to kind of think about it a little bit. Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, there's definitely something of interest happening over there. What are your thoughts on the whole situation? Do you think we'll be in Iran anytime soon?
It looks more tightly that it will be happening sooner than we would like. It just seems like there's so much happening that they're building up the case so much like what they did before they hit Iraq. And again, it's retarded. If we were really going to do something of real serious nature, like with Iraq, if you take it back in time, go back to 2003, we spent months gearing up this thing, playing the news, playing the whole, you know, paradigm, telling Iraq we were coming to get them. And they had plenty of time to hide any junk they had, send it to Syria, send it to anywhere else they wanted to send it or hide it in a hole before we got there to make it, you know, make a clean break for it, because you've got like, you know, 3 months worth of time. Look at what we've been doing with Iran. If they wanted to hide anything that they needed to get rid of or needed to, you know, pass it off back to the, you know, Russians or whoever they want to send it to get it out of the way, if they knew we were coming within a few weeks, it wouldn't take them long to unload the stuff and do something with it, and the world would look at us like, well, look at what we had here. We had the same thing happen in Iran just like we had Iraq. They had weapons of mass destruction they talked about. And where are they? You know, we didn't find any nuclear materials. We found, you know, low-grade uranium that only be good enough to make for nuclear power plants. You got to have the stuff that's least purified and rarefied at least 85% or higher to be, you know, rarefied enough to even use for a nuclear bomb. And then they'd have all the time in the world they need now to play with this thing, keep making deadlines, keep carrying over the deadlines. The deadlines just keep, you know, keep playing this game. It's just a smooth-talking con job, and it's everybody's been suckered into it.
Mm. Go ahead.
I really don't want it to happen. I mean, neither one of us, we really don't want it to happen. But I feel like it just feels like an over-engrossing, emboding thing. It's really not too far off. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to happen. It's a big old mess. Everything is, though, and we're seeing a lot of it all over the place. And I think that one of the things you and I discussed that I would like to talk about a little bit is the weather. Obviously, global warming is a huge issue. But again, global warming, that's like calling, I don't know. That's the global warming is a step. It's not the inevitable result. We're not going to be some fried up old meatball looking thing in the middle of outer space that everything is so warmed up it's just everything's melted off. We look like Mars now. That's not the way it works. I mean, obviously you have more humidity in the air, more accumulation and whatnot, and then more moisture in the air, which comes down, which leads to flooding, inevitably to cooling, and then you know it gets back to normal again. It's a cycle, you know. But anyway, there are aspects of it that are not being discussed. For whatever reasons, there are things that are not being talked about, things not being explored or examined, and I thought we'd talk about some of that here tonight.
Absolutely. One of the crazy things about the reasoning I see behind some of the stuff happening, you look at government scientists, you look at the way they handle stuff, and they're like you get an individual, he comes up with the individual conclusions based on their individual areas of expertise. You send one guy that's got expertise in a particular area out to do a particular job and see what conclusions he comes up with. It's not like they send up a team of people, you know, of all different diverse areas of science together to go out in mass to come up with data and see what their collective conclusion is. That I don't see anything that happen. I see reports that always talk about this study of this person, this study by this person, and then they're all coming up with a little bit skewed conclusions that doesn't say exactly the same thing. But why isn't there a report where they collectively got together and put their heads together and determined what's going on? The thing I see that's not happening in this is because two things. The government, that's their method of controlling and, you know, compartmentalizing and controlling information. They get the individual studies and, you know, they get a guy. They said, well, we'll send him out. We'll see what kind of report he comes up with when he comes back. And somewhere in the government, they're putting the data together and they're coming to their own conclusion, and it's not... They're separating their conclusion from the universities, from the, you know, the places out there that are doing all the major studies themselves, individually. And there's, you know, with universities, there's always competing against each other. There's like, you know, MIT versus JPL, all these different institutions, Sandia National Labs. They're compartmentalized. They're all competing in some way. So they don't really interact with each other from what I can see from reports I've read. They look like, you know, they're not getting together as a collective and coming up with a think tank thing. You see all these reports where they go to these big, you know, G8 meetings and stuff, and they have conversations and whatnot. You never hear anything really useful out of this information. The stuff I've read is still, you know, it's like there's a control structure behind there that's given them, this is the reasoning we think this is. Can you prove this is true or not? But there's a little thing out on the Internet that I found really interesting. It's about advertising. This guy had took these two individuals. They're supposed to be the prime of advertising industry. They're the best at what they do. they took them on a little tour through the city, and as they passed through the city, there were certain little things that they kind of pointed out to them as they went, just people here and there. There was certain things that they passed by that kind of embedded in their mind without them knowing it, got them up to a conference room, gave them 30 minutes, gave them an idea of a concept of a thing to produce. They had this little thing about it's a pet store. They wanted to have that was just basically that. They gave them a little bit of an idea of what they wanted for the commercial. They got 30 minutes to produce something. A guy put a manila folder on the table there and kept it sealed till they got through and gave these guys 30 minutes to come up with something. They put up a drawing, the sketch boards and, turn the papers over and stuff.
Yes.
They come up with a sketch board and 30 minutes, and the guys presented their idea. Then the guy went and got the manila envelope and pulled it out, and some of the exact things these guys come up with is exactly what this other guy had hidden in the manila envelope. They had passed through certain parts of the city where they'd showed like a Heaven's Gate thing, there's a gate of heaven, and they had a name, and they had certain things that these guys, it's almost like subliminally suggested is what it is. They suggested things to them in advance before they got there, and they produced an idea that was identical with what this other guy had just wrote out. And I see the same thing happening in science. I see how people's mindset, if you go watch the little video on the internet, it's called Global Dimming. And you deal with these people that are going out there, and they're looking at pan evaporation. They're looking at how much evaporation from a pan from a certain period of time, 24-hour period, days upon days, and then measuring it and seeing the rate of evaporation in certain times of the year all throughout years past and all the records they could find. And they're finding some queer things happening. They're looking at...
Greg, let me jump in here real quick.
Sorry.
Folks, we have a short break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, though, with our special guest this evening, Greg Colson. Stay with us.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork.
Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back, folks. Tail end of our second hour already, and we're having some fun here. We're learning us some stuff. Greg Colson, analyst, good friend. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, sir.
When we left off, we were just talking about this sort of collective mindset that people get into. And one of the examples you gave was this advertising company, which I just wanted to recap because I was so captivated by that. What, in essence, what you're saying is that people are, in essence, conditioned, mind-controlled, programmed, whatever term you choose to use, by the things around them, which highlights, of course, the effectiveness of advertising. And the bitter irony is that advertising experts would be more influenced by it than most, I guess. But it's really interesting. And what you're saying here is that once something becomes talked about enough or becomes the norm, most people just buy into it altogether.
Easy.
Nah, that's amazing.
Like Coke versus Pepsi.
Yeah. That's
you get
right.
A Pepsi lover and a Coke lover in the same room. If one guy has never really actually taken a blind taste test, and I've done this with other people, the guy was a Coke lover, and I said, you know, I like Pepsi myself, and we did a blind taste test. And the dude, when he got through with it, he actually liked Pepsi better. He liked the taste of Pepsi better than he did Coke. But he'd never done this himself. He just, I don't know, he got in his clocked in his head that he's, you know, a Coke lover, and he's always loved Coke. I don't know, maybe the commercials, you know, keyed him in on it. And glued him to the idea that that's what he should believe in and that's what he should like. And, man, how much of this subliminal suggestion thing really works?
Yeah, absolutely. And you were mentioning about evaporation.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
That little commercial snuck up on me. And this thing about this pan evaporation thing, they was working on the idea of looking to see the contradictions. They were determining the contradictions because the overall temperature and determining specifically what it is that creates this evaporation in water in the first place. Water doesn't evaporate as much at night as it does in the day. People, you know, think it's mostly temperature-related, but they found in, like, places in Australia out in the middle of nowhere, you got a considerable amount of heat in their summertime during our winter. They had the temperature is quite high all the time. Hot at night, hot in the day, and a lot of times, you know, some places, deserts, it's really cold, you know, at night, New Mexico, Arizona, stuff like that. But there's other places in the world that it stays hot a lot, night and day. And they couldn't determine why the pan evaporation was so strange. And they were looking at data to show the temperature was gradually, continuously going up, yet this pan evaporation was dropping off. And they were starting to do measurements and determine that there's a thing that's been happening called global dimming. And they did a thing where they mapped out somewhere back between the 70s, 80s, 90s, and noticed the increase of the temperature, the global warming is taking effect, but the overall sunlight is not actually penetrating in through the atmosphere and causing enough evaporation from the water as they would assume it should because of the overall temperature increase. But they found that it's actually light striking the surface of the water. It excites the molecules. This is a key thing that most people have not yet talked about. When you look at the thing and you go back to the movie called The Core, kind of a corny movie somewhat. You probably remember seeing it.
Yeah, there's some good elements. Absolutely.
It was quite very interesting, yes. And there's other key things we could talk about later that even would probably spook people out about that I know other things, side angle stuff.
Oh, okay.
Apart from weather.
Well, that'd be fun. Let me hold you over here again. We're up to our legal identification, folks. I apologize. But when we come back, more from our special guest this evening, analyst Greg Colson. And, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.